After fending off sand mining and logging, one of Queensland's most sensitive environmental areas is again at risk. The Fraser Island Defenders Organisation, known as FIDO, says the idyllic World Heritage listed island is at risk of losing its unique lakes. Nicole Butler reports.
The pristine natural beauty of Queensland's Fraser Island attracts 400,000 visitors a year. But the organisation that rescued the world's largest sand island from mining and logging says it's facing a new threat. The Fraser Island Defenders Organisation says the area's unique lakes are being clogged by runoff from sand roads. FIDO spokesman John Sinclair says tons of sediments and pollutants run into the lakes every time there's a downpour.
It's appalling. If nothing's done, and it appears as though nothing is going to be done in the foreseeable future, then the lakes are just going to progressively die. And up to 1,000 people a day swim in Lake Mackenzie, and it's just going down the gurgler.
The lakes on Fraser Island are what's known as perch dune lakes, which only appear in a handful of places around the world. Mr Sinclair says the runoff unnaturally fills the lakes with all sorts of pollutants that can't be removed once they get in. He says the normally crystal clear waters are becoming cloudy.
This is a World Heritage site, and these are icons of the World Heritage values. And if we can't preserve the lakes on Fraser Island, we've just failed our stewardship.
FIDO ultimately wants the roads to be relocated away from the lakes. But for now, Mr Sinclair says they must be closed.
People would have to walk a little bit further to make sure that the lake just doesn't die.
Mr Sinclair says he's shocked the declining water quality isn't getting more attention.
Well, I would have thought that the Environment Protection Agency of Queensland would have had the protection of the environment as one of its top priorities. And they're just absolutely ignoring it.
The Queensland Government says it's aware of the sediment problem, but Sustainability Minister Andrew McNamara says the funding allocated to Fraser Island is being spent lessening the impact of tourism.
We spend $9 million. The federal government currently puts $160,000 a year into Fraser Island. I would welcome a larger input.
The Federal Environment Minister, Peter Garrett, wasn't available for comment, but Shadow Minister Greg Hunt says the government is mismanaging funding. He says support's being cut to important community programs.
So groups such as FIDO can't access now community water grants, which could help these magnificent perched dune lakes. Envirofund gone. Greencore effectively been abolished. And perhaps most importantly, the catchment management authorities have all had their funds slashed. Instead, the majority of the funding has been transferred to state bodies. So community environment groups are missing out.
The Shadow Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt ending Nicole Butler's report.